Say big on your landscaping project now at Menards. We make it easy for you to enhance your outdoor living space with the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Build a fire pit or retaining wall with our tumbled Belgian wall blocks. On sale now. Save big on your landscaping project at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. There was a remarkable moment in the daily White House press briefing on Wednesday, and now the cameras are allowed once again to roll on those briefings. It's available for all to see. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, the newly minted press secretary, who has previously shown an unprecedented willingness to lie from the White House podium, was asked whether it's okay for the White House press secretary to lie. Her answer, lying would not be appropriate behaviour for someone in her publicly funded position. It has come to this in Washington. Reporters needed to get that on the record because the lies from the White House just keep mounting. Only last week, the president claimed he'd been telephoned by the head of the Boy Scouts organization and told the speech that he'd made to their annual scouting jamboree, widely criticized by observers for its political content, was the best speech any president had ever made at the event. But it turns out there was no congratulatory phone call, nor any kind of outreach from the head of the scouting movement. The claim repeated during White House press conferences was a lie. Then there was another phone call of which the president was especially proud, from Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto. He had apparently telephoned the White House to congratulate Donald Trump on America's new immigration crackdown and the reduction in the number of people illegally crossing the border into the US. The problem with that? The phone call never happened. The Mexican president denied ever making it. The White House eventually conceded that it hadn't happened after all. There's more. Remember when President Trump did make a phone call to the Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull? News reports back in January indicated it went disastrously, with the president abruptly terminating it after a furious row over whether he would honour an Obama administration agreement to resettle refugees housed in Australian detention centres. The president accused the media at the time of lying about the nature of the call. Now, the Washington Post has published a transcript of the call, and the world can see that it went even worse than had previously been reported. Odd things like this keep happening. There was the president's speech last week to police officers, in which he appeared to give them permission to rough up suspects, regardless of the presumption of innocence the Constitution guarantees them. He was only joking, the White House insists, but they can't explain why so many police forces across the country apparently didn't get the humour and immediately instructed their employees to ignore the president's remarks. Finally, there is the case of President Trump's description of his new Washington digs. Golf magazine, never really known for its political coverage, quoted members of the Trump Golf Club in New Jersey who said they had heard the president tell them that he spends so much time among them because, in his words, the White House is a real dump. He now denies saying it. The White House is one of the most beautiful buildings, homes I have ever seen, he wrote on Twitter, adding, fake news, said I called it a dump. Totally untrue. Is the president lying? Or are members of his golf club lying? Only one of them can be telling the truth, and observers here in Washington, increasingly troubled by the president's erratic behaviour, unreliable memory, and growing pattern of false claims, find it very difficult any longer to give him the benefit of the doubt. Simon Marks, Washington.